If you are watching this on YouTube or listening to this podcast, wherever you are today, please hit that subscribe button, that follow button, so that you can stay current on the material that we are providing. But not only that, you then help us to spread the word to more people. You are vital in this mission to reaching our world of people just like you who are living in this nightmare. Welcome to the Covert Narcissism Podcast. I'm your host, Renee Swanson. Being the target of a bully is traumatic, especially if you are in a position where you cannot escape, a position of helplessness, maybe a classmate that you cannot get away from, a coworker that you can't take space from, a boss that you have to answer to, or how about a parent? When children have a narcissistic parent, they're being parented by a bully. They cannot possibly escape this situation. They cannot make sense out of it, and they cannot even reach out for help. I'm going to give you three effects that narcissistic parenting has on these children. One, while they know that perfect doesn't exist, and they may even say that, they will still hold themselves to a standard of perfection. It's still their goal. It has to be, because that's the only way they believe they can please this parent. That rule of perfect doesn't exist doesn't apply to them. Well, this is very self-sabotaging behavior. It's a form of emotional self-harm because perfect isn't possible. So it's a setup for personal disappointment. And this is the birthing ground of low self-worth and a false sense of self. They can be the highest performing student in their class and still feel like a failure because of one low grade on one single assignment. They can be a top performing athlete and still feel like a failure because of one dropped ball or one missed basket. This is definitely one effect of a child being parented by a covert narcissist. Two is they turn these same levels of perfectionism onto others. You see, they learned this from their parent. Their parent expects perfect from them. They expect perfect from themselves, and thus they expect it of others too. The tiniest mistake from someone around them can send them into a rage. This can be the birthing ground of future narcissistic behavior. Number three is they have a huge reaction to criticism. They criticize themselves internally all the time, which is where the birthing ground of codependent behaviors lies, but they cannot handle any form of criticism from others. They might receive many compliments from others, but that's not their focus. One negative comment, one even productive criticism, becomes their intense focus. It can be met with, huge amounts of defensiveness, making this person who's criticizing them the bad guy. Okay, this is more of a narcissistic reaction to it. They can have a strong desire to prove this person wrong, causing an obsession for them to overperform. Or they can internalize it and it continue to build on that sense of failure, that sense of I'm not good enough, this internal blaming that happens. Children in these environments have a really tough time forming a realistic picture of life and of themselves. They struggle to find realistic self-expectations. They struggle to find realistic expectations of others. They feel alone and isolated. They believe that no one understands and that something must be wrong with themselves. In the upcoming Sunday episode, I will be exploring this in greater depth, and I will share some of the reasons why I was afraid to leave my own kids home alone with my narcissistic partner. I will give you more ways that you can show up for your kids and help them through this difficult path. So for today, I leave you with this thought. If you are parenting with a covert narcissistic partner, yes, your kids are confused and hurting. But the good news is, one genuine, honest, open, unconditional relationship with you is enough to help them break through that confusion. I will see you on Sunday. And in the meantime, I wish you so much peace on your journey of healing. You have been listening to the Covert Narcissism Podcast with your host, Renee Swanson. Be sure to check out our website at www.covertnarcissism.com. There you will find many resources just for you to help you on this journey. You can also reach out to me by email at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at cnglifecoaching.com. Those letters are CNG, as in Covert Narcissism Group. I do look forward to hearing from you. I wish you so much peace on your journey of healing. The information provided by Renee Swanson and the Covert Narcissism Podcast is for educational purposes only and is not to be used for diagnosis purposes and not intended to be a substitute for clinical care. Please consult a healthcare provider for guidance specific to your case. This material discusses narcissism in general. It does not claim that any specific person has narcissism and should not be used to refer to any specific person as having narcissism. Permission is not granted to link to or repost this material to support an allegation or a claim that any specific person is a narcissist. That would be an unauthorized misuse of the material and information provided.